Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Base of Speculation, the pop culture and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Mortal Kombat 2? Appeared in video game, but he is in Mortal Kombat 1.
Yes. And he gets some. He's possibly the son of another guy.
No, he's not.
He gets summoned to Monster Realm.
Not what it's called.
From Earth Realm.
Yes.
What is it called? Not Far Realms.
Nope.
I think Monster
Battle
Realm
World?
Was right. Then he's got a
Battle Realm.
Battle World. Fight Realm.
I'm fairly sure it's
Blade
Nether Realm.
Nether Realm. Right. And, okay. And he's got to participate in the Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
I know that much. And there's they train him up.
There's a fight between a guy with hat that is sharp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
Raiden?
No, that's the Lightning Boy. And then there's guy who does kicks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fight between like those two.
As the two people you're talking about, there are Kung Lao and Liu Kang.
Okay. Yep. So they're on the same team.
Kung Lao hat, Liu Kang kicks, I believe.
Yes. Okay. I'm pretty sure Kung Lao hat dies.
Could be.
There's a fight between like those two because the bad people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They infiltrate the training ground of New Man.
Yeah.
And with a bunch of them, because those guys are kicks and hat are training him.
Outworld,
the
realm of Outworld has defeated Earth Realm.
Outworld Realm. Okay, I'm across it, dude. Okay.
What's NetherRealm, or is that a game studio?
NetherRealm. Didn't NetherRealm make?
Wasn't it? Is there another realm that like they pull like
NetherRealm Studios? NetherRealm Studios makes Mortal Kombat.
There you go. Okay. What's it? There's a game where you're Scorpion and maybe Hatman, and you're in. Why can I not put his name to memory right now?
Kung Lao.
Yeah. Kung Lao.
Or do you mean Raiden?
No. Oh, who did I say?
You said Scorpion and Hatman.
Yeah, Hatman. So.
Raiden?
Kung Lao.
Not Lightning.
Okay. Kung Lao.
Kung Lao, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a game where I think you're those two and you go to a different realm and you're fighting folks. And is that another realm or is that also an outer world realm?
What? How would we know?
I don't know.
With what you've given us, how could we possibly know?
It's not a fighting
know?
Game. It's no, like almost like a platformer scrolly type
fucking, thing.
Like a beat 'em up, maybe?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay. Right.
Is it a beat 'em up? I think I said
Shaolin Monks is a game you're talking
about.
Oh.
And do they go to another room?
Wait, no, it's not Shaolin Monks you're talking about because Shaolin Monks is Liu Kang and Kung Lao.
Well, he might have gotten it wrong.
That could be them then.
He probably forgot.
Well, honestly, I reckon it might be that.
Because there's also Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero.
Oh, that doesn't sound
that
right. I think the first one you said.
Shaolin Monks.
Yeah. Is it Hat and Kicks?
Yeah, it's Hat and Kicks.
Okay. Hat and Kicks, kicking and hatting around.
Yeah.
NetherRealm? Or is it also Outer Realm, the breaches?
Yeah. It's
World
Realm. Realm World?
Welcome to Realm. We're the master realm, and we take all the finest fighters from other realms.
We make them fight.
And then we fight in this realm.
They journey through the nightmarish realm of Outworld to protect Earthrealm.
Right.
Why is Earthrealm called Earthrealm, but Outworld is just a nightmare realm?
A world? What is a realm? What's a realm compared to a world?
Yeah.
Is a realm a dimension?
Maybe.
If I said
we're in Earthrealm, but we're not, well, we're from Earth in Earthrealm. So I guess we name the realm after the planet that most people are on. And I'm guessing in
Mortal Kombat Realm,
which was Outer World.
Yeah.
There is
Nightmare Realm and
Outer
World.
Oh, my
world.
God. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. So.
It's bad to learn.
Yeah, it's awful to learn, dude.
There is, I believe, one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, that's kind of too many.
Going on. Yeah,
there's 7 realms.
Because I know in like the Mortal Kombat lore and mythology,
yeah,
at like there's time travel and shit.
Okay,
and maybe Kickman, he go bad or become zombie, maybe.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a Tekken man, but I never knew the story of Tekken.
Why is that bad?
can you give me 4 characters from Tekken?
Kuma.
Of course, you went to Kuma straight away.
Which one's Kuma?
The bear.
Ah, good.
There's a little T Rex called possibly Diego.
Why have you gone to? You've gone to 2 hidden joke characters. And
there's also a character who is maybe called Woodman.
Okay.
Okay, I know who you're talking about with both Diego in quotes and Woodman in quotes.
Yeah.
Not their names. Why do you only know the boat? This is like
a Kuma one, or is he a Street Fighter? Or do you start Tekken and then go Street Fighter? No, is there anyone that
Yoshimitsu?
Well done.
Is there any of them
one
that,
or two characters?
Is there any guy that like did the jump?
King?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're at 3.
King's the guy. He's a tiger man.
Yeah, he's got a tiger mask. Yeah.
Not a tiger man?
No, it's a mask.
Wow.
Panda. Bitch. Gotcha, good. Alternate skin for Kuma named Panda.
You named 4 out of the 5 characters. Well done.
Yes.
What was that little T-Rex's name?
Kogan?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what.
None of the characters have made the jump from Street Fighter to Tekken or from Tekken to Street Fighter. There's a crossover game, Tekken X Street Fighter.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Or Street Fighter X Tekken.
Okay.
There's a character in Street Fighter that's from. Can't remember if it's King of Fighters or.
Okay.
Thing. Anyway, so.
There's been some crossover, but not like.
Not heaps.
There's been crossover, but no character has been. Mm. It's not like.
I'm moving from Tekken realm to Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But anyway, I got the list of realms.
How many realms
have
we got?
Let's hear the realms.
Let's hear the best realms.
Okay. I think there's 8.
Okay.
Okay.
Earth realm.
Done.
Great.
Great name. Best realm.
Get ready for some bullshit.
Okay. I'm ready. Dude.
So we got Earth realm.
Yeah.
Outworld.
Okay.
Which is a realm.
Okay.
Outworld realm.
Outworld realm, yeah.
That's where the tournament happens.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Because every year there's
Edina.
Uh-huh.
Edenia. It's Eden IA.
Okay. Edenia. Yeah.
Okay.
Edenia.
But that merged with Outworld in the second and third timelines.
In the second and third timelines, you said?
Oh,
of course.
Mortal Kombat, you gotta understand, starts kind of normal, but then by the time the Xbox 360 and PS3 roll around, they're like, what if there was time travel and this was fucking crazy?
Yeah,
because is it one of those things where, the lore of this has gotten convoluted and complicated,
so we need to
reboot this so it's really easy, and in doing it, we made it more fucked, we're sorry, but we can't unfuck this, apparently.
Here's how they do the reboot, and let me know if you think that Marvel Comics will be able to pull this off.
Okay. Well, they wash over
me. So, like 6 or 7 games into the series, they're like, fuck, things have gotten so convoluted.
Yeah.
Raiden, who is a god.
Yes, he is.
What if he sends his current, like, knowledge, like his current consciousness
okay.
back to his younger self just before the events of Mortal Kombat 1?
Okay. Is there a reason why? Is he doing it?
Yeah, because I think.
Did they lose or something?
They've lost, like, everything's
fucked. Okay.
So they fucked it. They're like, all right, to unfuck it, send myself. Back to like my consciousness, back to younger me, so that I have all the knowledge going forward so I can prevent this. Yep, this sounds like some Marvel bullshit.
Pedestrian.
They might have actually done it twice.
That's fine.
Because
I feel like
summonings like the young X-Men. This makes sense to me.
I think what happens is the first time it happens, the one I just described might have actually been the more recent retcon, but I think maybe Liu Kang goes back in time.
Liu Kang goes evil at one point.
Yeah, he becomes the fire god. Anyway, let's go back to the realms because we stopped right before the insane ones.
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Order realm.
Okay. Well the realm of order.
Oh, yeah.
Is chaos realm the next one?
Yeah, that's the next one.
That makes sense. Okay.
Then we've got nether realm.
Oh, so it is real.
So, there is another realm.
There is another realm.
Also known as hell.
Oh, why, of course.
Where they also then make Mortal Kombat the game.
Yeah, I guess so. In hell.
In hell.
Then we've got the heavens, which is in brackets realm of the gods.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the void.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, true. Tight. Hey, what Marvel thing is it? I saw a thing recently about where possibly Carol Danvers has a time baby and the baby grows up in like 3 days and then she dates the baby. And the baby also is the dad.
Okay. I needed to clarify and it was like, is this a new thing or an old thing?
Yeah.
Because if it was a new thing, I'm like, oh no, they did it again. But if it's an old thing,
yeah, it's an old thing. Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those ones where I think also she's been brainwashed by the guy at the time. And then she's like, well, I gotta go. And then the Avengers are like, oh, we're so happy for you.
Yeah, hooray, you're pregnant.
Because then I think another writer came after this and was like, this is real bad.
Why did
and
we so do this? Cara,
like in the comic, she's like, what did you do? Why did you think this was okay?
What is wrong with you?
Is it like Kovac maybe?
Yeah, I think maybe. Where it's like he's trapped in time. So he gets her pregnant in time with himself.
Yes.
And then she gives birth to him.
Yeah.
Then he grows up and then she dates him.
Yeah.
That's maybe. They shouldn't have done that.
No.
That's a crazy. What? Who? What?
Yeah.
What Marvel writer was sitting down and being like, I fucking nailed it yet again.
Yeah, I don't know if she dates the baby version of him, though. Again, I haven't read the original comic, but I know of it. And yeah, it's I think it's in like the 70s or 80s in memory. But yeah, nah. Carol Danvers.
They shouldn't have done that.
Her over.
That's absurd shit, dude, for Marvel and the gang.
Yeah, there's been some choices in comic book history.
Yeah.
Been a lot of choices.
Yeah, man.
Like, where do you even start, you know? It's real terrible.
It's really just truly baffling stuff. I guess, you know, you write enough comics. Some of them are going to be great.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to be the worst thing ever written. Yeah,
again, one of my favorite ones is Captain America becoming a werewolf.
Yeah.
And it is so just stupid.
Yeah, you're like, why would you do this?
Because it's literally coming off the back of, I think, like Captain America 400.
Yeah.
It's coming off the back of like the Kree-Skrull War.
Yeah.
And with all this, like, you know, intergalactic bullshit is happening. It's like they got full on genocide, and it's just like it's a loss, and it's real bad, and it ends up being this like big thing that was by like the Supreme Intelligence, like they're the ones in charge that did it all, and then it's just like the Avengers, is led by Thor, is like, well, that can't be fucking on,
yeah.
And then Thor's like, right, who's with me? I got my hammer. Who's coming? We're gonna smash this cunt. And then Captain America is like, whoa, 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 who made us judge, jury, and executioner? And Thor's like, fuck it, I'm here, shut the fuck up, let's go.
Where does he become a werewolf in this?
So then, like, just come off the back of this. And so everyone gets, like, you know, goes down, smash the shit out of the Supreme Intelligence. And Captain America's all stroppy. And they go back to Earth. Also, this was like the Supreme Intelligence is like, yeah, good, I'm glad. This is all part of my plan.
Worked out,
I needed to get smacked in the face, yay. So they go back to Earth, and again, Captain America's real stroppy, and he's like, you know, right, we need to have an ethics meeting led by me. Yeah. I've made a PowerPoint.
Smart.
Who's coming? Clint is the only one there. And it's like
embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
For both of them.
And
dude.
At this point, I think he's called Goliath, maybe.
Oh,
but
he's
like,
got the best outfit ever.
He's like the big H or whatever.
Metal across the nipples.
Metal across his nipples. And I think he doesn't, maybe he can go big. Who knows? Comics are great.
Yeah.
And then he's like, right, I'm going to go have an angry strop. And then he chuffs off.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the werewolfing begins.
I guess.
And he becomes a Labrador, basically. It's real good.
I guess in the Marvel universe.
Did I mention that? Did I mention that he doesn't howl, he sings?
Like a songs?
Yeah.
The werewolf.
With
him? Yeah, I've heard of him, dude. Yeah. I'm getting into him.
they didn't need to include this.
Yeah.
They could have just said, I'm a werewolf.
But he sings.
But he's like, he sings.
Wow.
Yeah, he tries to call Ducky Strange.
Yeah.
Ducky Strange doesn't answer the phone, which is very funny because you had to write that.
Yeah, that's...
So...
Wow.
Unfortunately, because, like, I don't have a full grasp of the Mortal Kombat lore, but I know enough to now be looking at the cast list of Mortal Kombat 2, the movie we're talking about today.
Yes, and ostensibly,
be like,
yeah.
to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like... Yeah, okay, the first movie doesn't have a Mortal Kombat, but a lot of iconic characters die.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sub-Zero gets killed,
yeah.
But he's back because in the Mortal Kombat lore, he's killed Noob Saber.
Right. Well, isn't he, and his brother become a new Sub-Zero, maybe? Yeah, because his brother's there and he doesn't wear the mask.
Yeah. That's the Mortal Kombat 3 Sub-Zero.
Yes. What did happen in Mortal Kombat 1?
I think I quite liked Mortal Kombat 1. Right?
Shang Tsung. Yeah, we watched it with a good friend, Nick Mason.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves. Time. It was fun. It was violent.
Kano was there and it was funny.
Yeah, he was like, oh, fuck me, cunt.
Oh, mate, I'm Australian. Mate. Fuck, dude, yeah. mate. Cunt.
This Mortal Kombat seems fucking cunt.
Fuck, cunt the Mortal Kombat cunt, dude.
It'd be called Mortal Cunt Bat. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Fucking bloody cunt hell. Bat.
You ever had a Bunnings sausage, Raiden? It's fucking sick, mate.
Oh. Mate, oh, Raiden, can you just, like, zap this snag for me?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Go down and spend about $2 on a fucking sausage.
He's
being
fucking
mate.
Full on cut in half.
Yeah, mate.
It'll be better than getting fucking hacked in half. A Bunnings sausage.
Bloody Bunnings sausage, mate. Like, you go down to get some fucking hardware or whatever. Yeah,
get some fucking wood for your fucking shed.
Yeah, you're making a fucking shed or whatever.
You're just trying to fix up your simple DIY. Yeah, and you go in there and you mean be feeling a bit peckish.
Fucking hell, I haven't had fucking lunch in a fucking minute.
Oh, yeah, what $2.
$2 for a Bunnings snack.
Yeah, fucking how much more for fucking onion, mate? 50 cents? Fucking
chuck it on. You know what? I'm going to eat this now while I go wander around Bunnings, and then I'm going to come out and get a second one.
I might get a fucking one on the way out. What do you think about that?
Thanks for the snag, mate. Fucking hoo-hoo.
Yeah, hoo-hoo. Oh, wait, hang on a second. $2 for a ice-cold can of Pepsi Max or a fucking Solo. Low on fizzy, you can crush it down fast.
Slam it down fast.
You
fuck that up every time. You've wrecked this. Kano would never fuck that up.
I wrecked the riff, dude. I fucked
low
it up
on
so
fizzy,
bad.
You can slam it down fast. Why would it be crushing?
I'll go, dude.
Yeah, you should.
You fucked it up. And then the Bunnings sound. little jingle.
Bunnings those prizes are just the beginning. I'm so sorry. I fucked up the riff. Kano was describing getting a Bunnings sausage. Everyone was having a great time.
And here we are.
And it ended. And then I thought I could extend it with a reference to getting a can of pop. And I fucked it up, dude.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
Anyways. So yeah, so a bunch of people are appearing in Mortal Kombat 1, which I think
the
we all enjoyed.
The first Mortal Kombat we liked. We were just like, fuck yeah, this is pretty fun. It's not blowing our cheeks apart.
It ain't blowing our asses and cheeks apart. Yeah, no, but we had a romp.
It's not as though I've gotten the hair dryer and put it directly to my anus to watch my cheeks go.
Yeah, it's not murdering my cheeks. No.
Yeah,
but it was fun romp.
We had a good time.
It was silly, didn't take itself seriously, and I want to say didn't look like asshole.
I think it was fine.
Yeah.
It is much a movie, I think, that has like three backdrops.
Yeah, but like it didn't.
The fight with Goro, I'm pretty sure, looked like ass, but the rest looked good.
Yeah, and like it was the combat was, the action was fun.
Like looking at, remembering, coherent. I guess, one, and then looking at the trailer for Mortal Kombat 2, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 2 looked bad.
It looked way worse. Yeah.
I think what Mortal Kombat 1 did was because it focused on a new character, Cole, and then it built the rest of its cast as just like people that are good at martial arts.
Yeah.
And then obviously Josh Lawson as Kano, who was just there to buy a Bunnings snag.
Yeah.
So, but because of that, the like fight choreography looked good because the people doing it could do it. Yeah. And were good at it.
Yeah. Because you had a bunch, because who was in, like, because it was Team Raiden. Was Raiden in there?
Yeah, Raiden was there.
The same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Same act and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't die?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Was there a scene where the guy who has metal arms had his arms teared off and then they became metal?
Yeah, Jax, I believe, has regular arms in the first movie, and now he's got metal arms because they got torn off in the first one.
They did get torn off in the first one.
But I feel like they get replaced in the first one, too, right?
Do they get replaced?
I feel like he comes in at the end with metal arms, and it's like, damn, he's got metal arms.
Mm.
And we all
Sonya, was she
cinema.
There in the first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the characters...
One of those films just like...
Yeah, dude. I just remember the violence, really.
The characters...
Which is good, I think, for a Mortal Kombat movie.
The characters in...
Characters. It's all you
I'm
can say.
I'm trying to fucking answer.
We're
all sitting there being like, who was in the first one? I got a list in front of me. You're like, nah, but like, Who was there? What happened? I can't remember shit.
Who's in the fucking...
Oh, if only a man had a...
I'm not listening.
If only a man had a laptop in front of him, and I think a slightly better memory.
Characters for some reason.
No. I like saying the characters.
Oh, okay, so the characters, I can be like,
the characters in the first... The ca-
okay, so yes, the characters. Who are they? Well, not just who are they. What actually happens if you can... is there a very quick... so Cole is there.
Okay. First movie opens with Sub-Zero attacking Scorpion's family, killing them all. Also kills Scorpion. Scorpion goes to hell, becomes Scorpion.
Rest in peace.
Beautiful.
Sub-Zero villain.
Yeah. Jumps forward 400 years.
Okay. Nice.
I know I've seen this film, but I wasn't expecting that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so 2021, Outworld's defeated. Earthrealm in a Mortal Kombat.
Wait, no.
If Earthrealm loses another one, they're fucked.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it like a three strikes, you're in, you're out kind
of
policy?
Yeah, except it's a 10 strikes and you're out.
Oh, God. We sucked, dude.
So, we've lost 9 out of the 10.
That's embarrassing as hell.
Then Raiden's like, fuck, we gotta fucking sort this shit out. Yeah. Otherwise, Earthrealm is so fucked.
Yeah. We keep bringing bad fighters.
Yeah, we keep bringing fucking goofballs to the Mortal Kombat.
Uh-huh, okay.
Shang Tsung, who is pretty much... He's the bad guy. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. But just imagine if he's bad Raiden.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's from Outworld.
Okay. Yes.
And he's like, fuck, if we just like...
Earthrealm's
only got like a few guys that could do any damage to our guys. Yeah. So if we just send someone... to beat the shit out of them or kill them before the tournament starts.
Then we'll kind of win by default.
We're going to win by default.
That's very funny that his biggest problem is impatience.
Yeah.
Because like, dude, I think you were going to win.
You don't have to, you could just wait, dude. You don't have to do the like fucking...
We lost 9. Yeah. We ain't going to win the 10.
Exactly,
you don't
dude.
Need to cheat. You did it.
You're winning. You've won.
Then Cole Young, who we're being introduced to, he's an MMA guy. He gets attacked out of nowhere by Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Then Special Forces, Jax, and Sonya pop up. They fight Sub-Zero. Jax loses his arms.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm guessing they were part of, like, previous losing.
Well, they're the Special Forces. They know what's going on, I guess. I don't know if they were... Well, they can't be part of it because they're alive.
Yeah.
Like, you have to die.
Yeah, it's a fight, they say that in the trailer.
I don't have to fight to death because, whoa, hang on. Time's out.
See, you win.
You win.
No, then they go finish him.
And then they go, okay. And then,
come on.
Oh.
What the hey?
Unless, is it like, you know, like, you're going to beat me off?
is that what you say
finish? Because like when I say I'm finished, it usually means like, I've come.
If you're going to finish me off, finish him off. Get over here. And then it just impales my penis.
that didn't make me come at all.
I'm just balls now, you son of a bitch. Now I'm just balls.
Okay, so the Special Forces, they're like, we're here
Jax
to stop that
arms,
because we
Sonya's
keep sending
like,
guys and they keep dying, but we know what's going on for some reason.
Right? Yeah. Or maybe they're investigating what's going on.
Doesn't
maybe
matter.
They're
doesn't
totally...
Matter. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Cole meets up with Sonya, meets Kano. Mm-hmm. Jax is back, so maybe he does have his metal arms.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he gets his metal arms.
We got the technology. We can build him better or whatever.
Another of Shang Tsung's guys pops out, but this time Kano and Cole kill him. Mm-hmm. They go to Raiden's temple. They meet Liu Kang and Kung Lao, who they're the ones that have been training.
Yeah, okay.
Hat and kicks.
Hat and kicks. They've actually been training for the Mortal Kombat. So out of all the characters in this movie, they're the two that are like, yeah. Where the fuck is the next guy?
There's a Mortal Kombat coming. Okay.
Okay. We figured that anti-Raiden is gonna go to Earthrealm to like maybe like, you know, break some legs to kind of cheat.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We got Hat and Kicks kicking it sweet in this temple of ours.
Untouchable
because we're gonna win the tournament.
They cannot be.
They are our best bet at doing this because y'all suck. Please, for love of God, stop sucking.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I just skimmed over something. So Jax and Sonya don't know about Mortal Kombat, but they've been investigating it. They've heard about it.
Okay. They're like, what the hell?
And they're interrogating
Outworld realm.
They're interrogating Kano. So at this point, Jax hasn't reappeared with metal arms. But when they go to Raiden's temple,
he's got metal arms.
It turns Jax is there, and they're like, these motherfuckers, they saved me, and they gave me these awesome arms.
And now maybe I can enter the
Mortal
Kombat.
And Kano's there, but then I'm guessing Kano afterwards like, fuck this, let's fight for Outer Realm.
Yeah,
Cole and Kano, because Kano. I think he was bad in a different way. He's not like, Outworld.
Isn't he just a bit of a cunt? And he's like, I'm a piece of shit. I got a laser eye.
And I wish I had a Bunning Snag.
Wish I had a Bunning Snag real bad, dude.
The villains, they offer me a snag.
Yeah, so well, maybe I joined the bad guy team.
Cole and Kano train with Liu Kang and Kung Lao because now to warm up for the Mortal Kombat, they've got to unlock their Arcana.
That's right. It was stupid. Yeah, I remember this now.
Yeah, and he unlocks his Arcana when he's getting attacked by Goro,
Cole does, Kano.
Because he unlocks it and gets the laser eye.
Yeah, Kano unlocks his laser eye during an argument.
This fucking eye, man.
I can cook my own fucking snacks.
I never need to go Bunnings again unless I need to get outdoor furniture or a plant.
So then Cole can't get his Arcana working, and then Raiden's like, well, I guess you're not ready for this. Go back home. Goes back home. Gets attacked.
His power is that he can take a bunch of damage and then send it back out, if I'm not misremembering.
Wrong.
He is
healing?
Doesn't he have like Wakanda armor powers, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he unlocks like built-in armor.
Yeah.
Ah, that's right. Becomes Steel Man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If it was hidden, Arcana's Colossus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kano's friend Cabal comes to the temple.
Sure.
Nice.
Cabal convinces Kano to defect and sabotage the shield during the fray. Yeah. Jax awakens his Arcana, granting him superhuman strength and upgraded arms.
Nice.
Arcana's
crazy, dude. It could just be anything, I guess.
Yeah, I like that. I got metal arms now.
Yeah.
But my Arcana's not unlocked yet.
Yeah.
Oh, it is unlocked. Oh guess what? Now my arms are real powerful.
How lucky is this?
Yeah.
It's more metal.
It turns out that my secret power was arms, so it's really handy that I got new arms.
I don't know, but also now I'm thinking about it. If I hadn't have lost my arms, maybe I would have four arms now.
Yeah. Goro style.
Goro style, dude. Maybe. It's my favorite way to have sex. doing it Goro style.
And then there's that fight. Your hat dies. Yeah, Kano defects.
Yeah, Hat Guy gets killed by Shang Tsung.
Scorpion is around because he gets his revenge.
Yeah,
Scorpion gets his revenge. Also, Cole is a descendant of Scorpion.
That's right. Yeah.
And wasn't it revealed that there was a big twist?
Was there? I don't know, dude.
What was the twist?
What in your mind was the twist?
Like something to do with the
Sonya
fight.
Kills Kano and acquires his dragon mark, gaining the ability to fire energy blasts from her arms. Sub-Zero abducts Cole's family to lure him into a one-on-one fight. Overpowered Cole uses
his Arcana.
He releases Scorpion because Scorpion's dead.
Yeah. Maybe the twist or whatever was that. Yeah, he was Scorpion's like.
I can see that.
Kid or whatever.
Yeah. But Kano dies, but he's apparently back in Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, well, like,
what the fuck?
Well, yeah, anyway,
they from the
then
realm.
They all fucking, Sub-Zero is killed. Cole's like, fuck, I'm Scorpion in the future.
Yeah.
And then Scorpion's like, brother, lovely to meet you. Peace. And then disappears. Then post-credit scene.
Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Which is what this movie's about. Mortal Kombat 2, dude.
Okay, now I think I'm all caught up. I understand what's happening.
I'm guessing the plot of this is like, it's Mortal Kombat time, but we need to...
It's now the actual Mortal Kombat that we didn't see.
And the guy
Earth
from
has got one chance to like, so we've scoured Earthrealm and we know that you're a fighter. And they're like, brother, you fucked up.
Yeah, it's basically Galaxy Quest is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Remember the movie Galaxy Quest? Galaxy Quest. We've seen your movies. You're a fighter. He's like, no, I'm from movies.
Now, do we think
movies aren't real?
Do we think it's going to be like a
Johnny Cage in the games is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Where his whole thing is everyone being like,
you can't do this. You're just a piece of shit.
You're an embarrassment to martial arts. He's like, I do my own stunts, and like, shut up.
Yeah.
So he enters Mortal Kombat to prove that he's good at acting.
Yeah, doesn't seem like quite what they've gone for here.
Yeah, like it's like a tournament you could just sign up for.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it, dude.
Like,
worst case scenario, Scorpion punches our penises off and we're just balls.
Yeah. Dude, and that's probably going to happen to me anyway at some point in my life. So, like,
why not?
Let's just go for it.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
It just seems like this. I mean, there's nothing to say that he does or doesn't do his own stunts in this film.
Yeah.
Except for the fake trailer we watched that has a joke where it's he's using a stuntman.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, well, I was not paying attention that much attention to that lap bit.
Yeah,
that's funny. It did not go for long.
No, you were busy.
I was busy zoning out, dude.
Yeah, you were busy not paying attention because who cares?
I had to spend heaps of time zoning out, dude. I got to factor that into my daily schedule.
Yeah, what percentage do you reckon you're at? You zone out. I'm guessing like crazy on public transport.
Yeah, dude. I would say, you know, people have micro sleeps. Mm-hmm. Sort of constantly micro zoning out.
You're macro sleeping.
Yeah, dude. I'm in a sort of waking sleep at all times. Okay. Yeah, dude. Uh-huh. To me, the dream world and the real world is not much difference. Yeah.
One of the same. All right. Okay. So, yeah, I guess they're not going to go down the route of like he does his own stunts. He's actually very good
at mine. Well, I mean, they can. It's just strange that they've done
what they did.
Well, yeah. Well. Look, we don't really have a plot outline for this. We're just guessing based on the trailer, which I guess is what base of speculation
is. That is the premise of the show.
That is true. He's nailed it. We do that.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of newcomers to this film. Johnny Cage, played by Carl Urban. Katana, who I don't think was in the first one.
No. Probably not.
Yeah, she's the blue ninja that has the katanas.
Melina was the one that was in the first one.
Purple
with the scary teeth.
Yeah. Oh, cool,
looks like,
dude!
The Baraka mouth.
She's awesome.
Yeah,
she eats you and spits you out.
Yeah,
like
that's sick, dude.
Sonya's back. Kano's back somehow.
Yeah, somehow Kano has returned.
He came back from Netherrealm or whatever.
Liu Kang's back.
Is the protagonist of the first one back?
Yes, but he's so low on the cast list to the point where I didn't think he was back for a bit.
Maybe it's a flashback or...
Oh, I think he'll get killed very early in the
didn't
movie.
Didn't he get killed in the last one?
No.
Who, the new guy?
No. Oh, sorry. The villain.
No. I'm saying the new guy.
Doesn't get killed, no.
The new guy from Mortal Kombat 1. Cole will get killed early on, and they'll be like, we got to find a new guy.
Oh,
and that's how they get Luke Cage.
Yeah,
I mean, not Luke Cage. Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to be, it's the same plot, basically.
Yeah. It's going to be like, well, we had our hopes up.
Yeah.
That we're going to get, like, you know, we actually have a fighting chance this time. It's not a dog movie.
Yeah.
Finally.
I mean, that is how they open Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in, like, we're gonna do it. And
well, because Johnny Cage is the main character of Mortal Kombat 1995, and then they kill him in the opening scene of the sequel.
Oh, that'll just be that, then. Yeah.
They break his neck.
Do we think this movie looks good?
No.
Yeah. Me neither, dude. I think this movie looks
bad.
Like a piece of shit.
It looks real shit.
Carl Urban's a really bad choice for Johnny Cage.
Why would they do that? He's too wide for Johnny Cage.
Yeah, he's so wide,
He's too wide. He's got a blockhead.
And I think Johnny Cage isn't funny... washed up the way Carl Urban's playing.
I like Carl Urban. I think he's great.
Me
in,
too.
Like, you know, in most things I've seen him, but he was great as like Judge Dredd. He's good as in the Elf movie.
Yes.
Lord of the Rings.
Not Will Ferrell's Elf.
Dr. Bones.
Yeah.
He's good
he's
as
the boy.
The Billy.
Billy Boy. Billy Boy and the boy. He's great as those. And then it's like. I don't know. He's as Johnny Cage. I'm like, I doesn't quite.
He was great as Julius Caesar and Xena Warrior Princess.
Yes, incredible. Dude, an incredible role.
Yeah, eight episodes.
Yeah,
eight.
He loves
eight,
saying
eight. Characters.
Our douche bot is it's fucking up. It's on the fritz.
Oh no. But yeah, I don't know. I think Johnny Cage, or if he's doing the washed up thing, he's not doing it funny enough. You know. Like the washed up, they should have gotten Steven Seagal or something to do this, dude.
America. I don't think anyone should put Steven Seagal in any role in
no.
any movie.
Imagine how still he'd be.
He'd be only filmed from like the chin up.
Just the eyes.
And you hear people getting punched, but he doesn't appear to be moving whatsoever.
It might just be a still photo.
Yeah.
I'm in the Mortal Kombat.
How did that man get an acting career?
I don't know, but it's awesome, dude.
Has he been defecting the whole time? Is he a Russian agent?
I don't know. Have you ever seen that awesome clip of him? He might be in Russia, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's Russia. I can't remember. And he's getting let around by some government officials or something.
He doesn't know
what's going on. And then they give him like a turnip and he's like, thanks very much. It's just so funny.
What about the song where he's singing in a Jamaican accent?
Oh, that's great, dude.
Fantastic. Good for you.
Is he singing about how awesome pussy is?
Yeah.
Dude.
Fantastic.
That rules.
Yeah, also, this guy's had an odd criticism, I guess, for this. But, like, yeah, the Carl Urban doesn't sound American enough.
Johnny Cage. I agree.
Like, I understand it's based off Van Damme.
Yeah.
At least, like, some of the, you know, the movement or whatever. But Johnny Cage as a character, isn't it, like, he's quintessential, like, American actor.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, basically, you have the body of Van Damme doing all, like, split kicks and shit. But if that was Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, extremely American.
I just think that the problem with this is, like, because the Mortal Kombat games have done older Johnny Cage before.
Yeah.
In fact, the most recent depiction of Johnny Cage in the games.
He's just an old,
is like, an older guy.
Yeah.
But he's not, he's not washed up. Sort like he lives in a mansion and stuff still. He's not like down on his luck.
Okay.
So he can still be smug. He's just older.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like not really in movies anymore, which is fun. Like, as in, like, retired on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy that, like, I don't know. Why didn't they get Van Damme?
Yeah.
Why didn't they get? I mean, you don't want Van Damme in your video game fighting movies. Yeah. Look what happened last time.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Let me just have a look at the behind the scenes for Street Fighter.
Oh,
he had a with who?
Oh, I didn't know.
And he was
this.
Suffering with a crippling what addiction?
I didn't know.
Yeah, he was absolutely off his head on cocaine and having an affair with Kylie Minogue the whole time.
Damn, dude.
Huh. Mm.
Did not know that.
The dream.
Wow. Good for everyone involved, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, what's the age gap?
No. It won't be good.
To Al Kylie?
Kylie?
Actually, to be honest.
In Kingpin's New York? You kidding me? God damn,
When's
dude.
When's Kylie going to have a win in movies?
Yeah, dude.
This, Biodome. All great films.
Their age, actually.
Yeah.
Depends how young. So Al Kylie, at time of recording in 2025, she's 57.
Yeah, nice.
Al Jean-Claude Van Damme,
at
time of recording, the muscles from Brussels himself.
Yeah.
He's 64.
That's not too bad. That's fine. Right.
Four.
I mean, it depends.
Although,
Seven.
It was filmed in 1994?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably all right.
Fine.
Right.
So he's 34.
Now Kylie?
Which is me now.
Yeah.
So 7 years prior.
It's a pretty big gap, but, you know.
She's 26. Fine.
That's okay. Fine. That's fine.
Fine.
You know, I probably wouldn't do it, but that's not like a moral objection.
I would.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
brother.
Dude. An affair with a 26-year-old?
Sign me up. Yes, please.
On the set of Street Fighter?
Dude.
And having a crippling what addiction?
Cocaine!
The best kind.
Yes, please.
I'm fresh off the success, I can only assume, of Time Cop.
Yeah, dude.
I'm flying
No doubt you're fresh off the success of
another
Time
great
Cop.
Film.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to this run of films. No wonder why Jean-Claude Van Damme had a coke addiction.
Yeah.
Double Impact, Universal Soldier, Nowhere to Run, Hard Target, Time War. Sorry, Time Penis.
Time what? In Kingpin's New York?
Time Cop Street Fighter.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're doing that for 4 years?
Yeah, you're doing cocaine the whole time.
That's a tight 4 years.
Yeah.
All righty.
Jesus Christ,
dude. Well, again, didn't he do that, it was called, like, Van Damme or just, like, Claude or something?
JCVD.
Yeah.
Well, that was well-received. I never saw it.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, if you're going to do, like, a washed-up actor, like, get
Carl
something.
Urban's only 10 years younger than Van Damme.
Yeah, like, whatever, get Van Damme.
I know that,
dude.
Like, 10 years is a long time. Yeah. But at the same time.
Especially when you had a crippling cocaine addiction.
It leaves its mark.
I'm just like, why get Carl Urban? Like, when a franchise like, say, The Expendables exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you have all these, like, 80s action stars. Why get Carl Urban, who isn't really from that generation or isn't from that kind of era where we were making those
things? Get Anthony Starr from The Boys to play
Well, I was thinking, like, if you're going to do
Johnny
it.
Johnny Cage.
Because he's got that sort of, like, he's got a lot more, like, you know, almost charisma for it.
Yeah.
But I was going to say Arnie's kid, who is also in the spin-off of The Boys, who dies.
What's his name? If you want to be younger, say Johnny Cage.
Isn't he fucked?
I don't know. What do you mean, dude?
No, but like not. I feel
what
like.
What do you mean?
I feel
what do you
like,
say to us?
I thought he was kind of like, yeah, I get nepotism's great or whatever, partly because he's like,
no, I think he's fucked in a different way.
Well,
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. He would have been good. Yeah. If he's not fucked.
Yeah.
Because he's in, isn't he in Rich People Go to an Island, White Lotus?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know, dude.
I haven't
he's
seen that.
He's in Gen V.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I know
dude.
He's in Gen V. I don't know if he's, I've never seen a White Lotus.
I think he might
I don't know what that's about.
I think he might be in White Lotus because when I typed in Patrick Schwarzenegger, it came up with the White Lotus bigger than his name.
Is well, the White Lotus magic? I don't understand.
The White Lotus,
is it a hotel?
Is there magic in that show?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Someone masturbates maybe?
Two brothers fuck, I think? Are there ghosts in White Lotus?
No, White Lotus is
next
just...
themselves?
I don't know.
Wearing some university Lotus, jumper and everyone gets mad?
White Lotus is just rich people living together and being fucked, isn't it?
I don't know. That's okay. What I'm saying. I don't know what the hell White Lotus is. Okay?
I cannot stress this enough. I don't know what the fuck's going on half
the time. I don't understand. I just see the glimpses of it.
I don't even see glimpses. I just know the name.
Yeah, man. I don't know what the fuck
and
White Lotus
Penn
is.
Penn University was like, I wish that guy didn't wear our jumper while he jerked off and killed himself or something. Maybe banged his brother.
He could have done so. I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's a supernatural thriller.
I assumed it was a
drama.
Yeah, I thought it was a hotel.
Is it a horror? Is it a crime show?
It's a comedy.
A comedy.
I think it's like it's Succession.
Okay.
It's easier to swallow Succession.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, dude. I don't know.
Patrick Schwarzenegger is a piece of shit.
Okay. Well, that's a shame.
Well,
yeah.
Dang.
Oh, I like the idea of Johnny Cage as your protagonist for a movie like this. It's fun. Feels like an early 2000s or late 90s sort of like concept
but
for a movie.
The problem is because he's
now,
older.
Yeah.
Because like, he's older, it feels like it's a comment on that rather than just doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's strange. Like, it feels, one, weird that they're doing this for the second time around as opposed to the first time around. Because once again, we're doing another fish out of water thing. As opposed to being like, why don't you just get Cole who was there to fill this role? But like, no, we need Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
And it could be just like, why didn't they do something where they're getting Cole in? And he's like, oh, you know, we need to like learn how to fight. Who's some of like, you know, some of your inspirations or whatever. And then he could, as in passing, mention Johnny Cage.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He grew up watching a lot of Johnny Cage's things. And so Raiden gets a dumb fuck idea to be like, ah, your hero, Johnny Cage. I will get him
to the training temple or whatever.
Well, the
Nether Realm or whatever, like Outer Worlds. And then, you know, Cole could be like, no. Oh, no, he's not a fighter. He's an actor.
He's just a
guy. And then he brings him back. He's like, he's not a fighter. And then Johnny Cage is like, what are you talking about? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I do my own stunts. Well, and then you could have had that where he's the ego there.
Yeah.
Of being like, no, I'm great. Oh,
I can do the
more than
combat.
I can shoot.
Yeah.
And he becomes less of the main character and more of a bit of a, I don't know, a secondary, like almost not doofus, but.
Kind of like a comic relief sort of character.
Yeah, comic relief. He's still that fish out of water.
Yeah.
He's still being like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Whereas Cole, well, he was at the first time. But he's now, because he's been trained enough, he can kind of see everything that's happening. He's like, I Raiden informed me.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you're still in your audience surrogate. So you still have your audience surrogate. But because of that Hollywood ego, he can be just like, I got to pretend like I'm copping this. Oh, shit.
It is funny that they're like, because like sweet. You obviously from, you know, a lot of movies, you need an audience surrogate. Mm-hmm. But I think it's funny to be like, nobody remembers Mortal Kombat 1 or talks about it.
Correct.
So we, because, you know, typically your audience surrogate gets less fish out of water as time goes on because they've been living in the water.
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, I watched the first movie, so I know as much as they do. So for the second movie, but for this, they're like, no one's going to remember. Nobody's going to remember. We need another fish out of water, dude.
To their credit, they were right.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oof. I don't remember shit about Mortal Kombat.
I mean, they said they didn't want to include Johnny Cage in the first movie because he's too much of a big personality to just like focus your movie on, because then the rest of the world kind of like falls apart behind him. But I don't know if Carl Urban is that type of Johnny Cage.
No. I hope he does a great performance, because I really do like a lot of the other
unless
stuff,
they do the... unless they're like, he's down on his luck and he's like sad because he's irrelevant and everyone doesn't respect him anymore.
Maybe.
And he does do his own stunts and he is a good fighter.
Yeah.
So then he enters the Mortal Kombat to try and win back respect and stay relevant.
That's like the movie I would pitch. I think you make it, you go, well, this is another weird thing about the movie is that it kind of, it's doing the MCU thing where it's like, this is campy. This is campy and silly and kind of a comedy, but then it actually doesn't seem like it is at the same time.
Yeah. Also, again, it's like, how much does the world know about the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Because again, it's just like Raiden is there. He's like, fans wanting autographs or whatever. But he's like, oh, you're doing lightning shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't seem that he's entering the Mortal Kombat realm. He's being grabbed to go to Mortal Kombat realm.
Yeah.
Well, the writer of Mortal Kombat, too. So to give you an indication of what type of arc to expect.
Yeah.
He's written a couple of movies before.
Yep.
Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The Netflix live adaptation of Death Note.
Right.
Okay. Fan4Stick.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Buh. Mm. Not looking good.
Exorcist TV show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Umbrella Academy, but only one episode or two.
Yeah.
And two episodes of Moon Knight.
Right. I feel like this happens quite often where we talk about a movie and they've written one episode of Moon Knight. It's a weirdly
I didn't even know there
occurrence.
Was an Exorcist TV show. So this is news to me. Also, hey, and I know we just saved this movie.
Yeah.
But the next project that they've got coming out is Coyote versus Acme. If that's what they've written beforehand, maybe it's better to shelve it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe. That's
just
true.
Kidding. Please don't be bad. God, I want that movie to rock.
Please make that movie awesome, dude.
It'd be nice if it was.
Yeah, I think like if you go straight comedy, I think it's a funny pitch of like, his agent is like, you need work.
Yeah.
You need to prove, hey, do you know about Mortal Kombat? I've signed you up for it. I don't know.
Like you could do the comedy route where it's like, you know, it's hey, I've signed you up. We also have a documentary crew following you. And so you make him more that comic relief in a sense. But I don't know.
He's just like a funny, a Zap Brannigan style character where he's like so overconfident in himself. And then it's funny to watch him fuck his way through the Mortal Kombat, you know?
Punched in the stomach. He's like, oh, okay, now I need to like focus.
Well, Johnny Cage is, I don't think you can have him like too confident. Or like it has to be like fake confidence because like his signature move is like the split punch where he punches people in the nuts.
Yeah.
And like a spinning back kick. Yeah. But I don't know how he's gonna do.
And he lobs green orbs.
Yeah, lobs green orbs, and he also turns green and does like a backflip kick. I don't know how they're gonna.
Arcana is gonna.
I reckon. I hope that he unlocks his own arcana by punching Scorpion in the balls.
Yeah.
Me too. I feel Scorpion is probably going to be a good guy.
Well, Scorpion's a good guy in the first one.
Well, maybe I feel like he's going to be like,
punching noob in the balls.
Whatever, like the Scorpion, get over here thing, whatever someone's ability is, it's going to like, he's going to do the splits, punch him in the nuts, and then he's going to like, and then green glowy orb and he's gonna shove it in their face.
Yeah.
And something like that. That's your Akana.
Johnny Cage.
Why do you think they... They made a...
Why did they do this?
They want to make three.
They
want to do pre-tournament.
Yeah.
This is the tournament movie.
And then post-tournament.
And then the aftermath of the tournament.
Mm, weird. When they lose.
Did they ever make a Tekken movie? Because they made a Mortal Kombat movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've made four Mortal Kombat movies.
They made a Street Fighter movie.
Yes.
But have they ever made a
Tekken? They made a couple of Street Fighter movies, including one that was very popular on the internet because you see Chun-Li's boobs.
Whoa!
It's animated, though.
Wooga, wooga, wooga. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool, dude.
Tekken movie? I think there is one.
Yeah. Isn't it starring the guy in American Pie, maybe?
I don't know.
Pie fucker, the other guy. Handsome guy. Klein?
Chris? No, dude.
No, the Tekken movie doesn't appear to have any members of American Pie.
When was it made?
2009.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Wasn't the guy...
Maybe he was
in the Street Fighter movie.
Yeah.
Or are you thinking of...
I'm thinking of the guy who was also in In and Out. As the guy, the actor who wins the award, and he's like my drama teacher, whatever. And he's like
Oz in American Pie.
Yeah, him.
Could be.
Pretty sure he might be in a Street Fighter.
Yeah, okay.
What happened to that guy's career?
I don't
Chris
know, dude.
Klein. You were right.
Yeah, I was right. What happened to all the American Pie guys? You
he's
know?
In the Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li live action film, which came out the same year as the Tekken live action
Whoa.
Film.
There
you
go.
So you weren't that far off. Yeah. I was going to make fun of you and be like, you thinking of Rollerball? And he is also in Rollerball.
I am. I'm always yeah. thinking of Rollerball. Damn. Is Rollerball, is that the one that has like Dean Cain and Wesley Snipes in it as well?
Whoa, that's a crazy car.
Or just have Wesley Snipes in it?
It has.
I liked it, a lot of base of speculation
none of those.
Is
us kind of remembering.
Like, Dusha, who's in this movie?
What's that again?
Dusha, what's this movie?
Tell me this thing.
Dusha, how many American Pie movies are there? You know?
Four, thanks for asking.
That's not true. There's a million spinoffs.
Yeah, they're not American Pie movies though,
He's got
are
you
they?
There.
I
got
think
you there.
They are.
Spinoffs aren't.
He's got you there.
You say the movie that's
is an episode of this beautiful podcast based on speculation, an episode of another beautiful podcast, Plumbing the Death Star?
No, but if Plumbing
I mean,
the
it
Death
feels the same. Mm.
If Plumbing the Death Star released an episode that was called Baseless Speculation Presents.
Well, Baseless Speculation started as a Plumbing the Death Star series.
Yeah. They're called, the American Pie spinoffs are called American Pie
Presents.
Presents, exactly. That means it's part of the American Pie universe, dude.
Yeah.
The APU. A poo.
Rollerball is Chris Klein.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of a different film called Future Sport.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, yeah, you're thinking of Future
yeah,
Sport.
The 1998 American-made television sports film starring Dean Cain, Vanessa Williams, and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Big doofus me. I'm sorry, I mixed up Rollerball
yeah.
and Future Sport.
I bet Future Sport has an awesome plot. With a name like that, dude, it is bound to.
Yeah. From memory.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the cover of it is beautiful. What is Wesley Snipe wearing? What are those glasses?
Centers on a sport called Future Sport,
mm-hmm. yeah,
a combination of basketball, baseball, and hockey yep. that uses hoverboards and rollerblades.
Yeah, man.
It's to reduce gang warfare. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's really awesome, dude.
Do you reckon when in the writing of Future Sport,
yeah.
yeah,
they just had like Future Sport in like parentheses to be like, this will be the current name. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And they just
I
never
think in the writing
did.
Pitch, someone was like, does Future Sport actually rock as a name
what
already?
Kept it as
Do we need
sport?
To change it, dude?
Like, it's pretty good.
Dean Cain's character is called Trey the Pharaoh.
I really love Trey Ramsey, along with his ex-girlfriend Alex Torres, and his old coach, O-Bike Fix, must prevent an all-out war between the North American Alliance and the Pan-Pacific Fix. Commonwealth, or the COM. At stake is who rules over the Hawaiian Islands. That's really cool,
that's
dude.
That's a lot riding on a Future Sport match.
Yeah, this is a made-for-TV movie.
Apparently.
Dude. Joel Zammert, how are you finding this? How are you out here watching 1998 made-for-television sports films?
Because yeah. I watched it when I went to my local Blockbuster equivalent, and it was there, so I hired it.
You said,
because I was a big fan of the Lois and Clark Superman TV series.
Yeah.
And at that time, I didn't know that Dean Cain went full-on crazy Republican, okay?
Do you know what? And this will not mean much to those yeah. base of speculation listeners, but I really hope that this excites two of you in the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The director of Future Sport is Ernest Dickerson.
Uh-huh.
Great name.
Incredible name.
Director of a 2001 film.
Yeah.
Bones.
What the hell, dude?
Jimmy Bones' Bones movie.
Jesus Christ.
In fact,
that's
yeah,
awesome,
incredible
dude.
filmography just of those two films.
That were close to back-to-back as well.
Future Sport, yeah. dude. That's
yeah,
really
man.
Cool.
All right, look, I don't know much about Future Sport or Rollerball, but I wouldn't be shocked if Future Sport was started off as like our pitch for Rollerball and we didn't get it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make Future Sport.
I'm going to make Future Sport anyway, dude. Yeah.
Ernest Dickerson is now my new favorite director. He's directed a bunch of The Wire.
What the hell?
Hey.
Directed like 6 episodes of Dexter, directed a couple episodes of Burn Notice.
Brother, what a career. Mm. What a career.
I mean, he hasn't hit the heights of.
Yeah.
Bones, but
yeah,
no, he's given it a
he didn't direct Future Sport, dude.
He did direct Future
I
Sport.
I mean, yes, yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, dude.
I'm never paying attention.
I don't know what's going on or where I am, okay?
He's, He's also.
Oh my god! I'm gonna piss.
Yeah, you go piss.
He's also,
dude,
Spike Lee's cinematographer.
Yeah, I saw that.
He shot.
He did like Do the Right Thing and
She's Gotta Have It. Malcolm, yeah, X, Jungle Fever, crazy.
That's bonkers, dude.
Who do you reckon is going to die in Mortal Kombat 2? And also, how do you think they're going to bring back the dead characters?
I think they'll just say they got resurrected from hell. I think, yeah, the bad guys will resurrect them from hell.
The bad guys are going to resurrect the characters they killed.
Yeah.
Because none of the bad guys...
Well, Kano,
Kano's bad, actually, yeah, that's fair.
So, I don't know. I can imagine... I think a part of this will be like the...
Kung Lao is good. He has to come back from the dead because he's in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kano was bad. He has to come back. Sub-Zero, it doesn't look like it is coming back, but Noob is coming.
Maybe it'll same be actor, like, at the beginning, what's the main character from the first one? What's his name?
Cole Young.
So it'll be, they'll be like doing some resurrection spell or some shit to bring back the good guys.
Yeah.
And as part of that, Cole will die. You know, not
you really think that they're going to kill Cole.
Yeah, I think so, dude. He's billed so low.
Yeah, but like... He's also, I think the first Mortal Kombat movie may have been his first appearance in movies.
That would be grim if this was his last. No, but I don't know. It seems weird to...
Oh, I was wrong. What the fuck?
What?
He's Shatterstar.
What?
In Deadpool 2.
What? That's crazy, dude.
And Deadpool and Wolverine.
Did he ever appear in the games, Cole? Like, I know he was made for the movie.
No.
That's funny.
Dude, Cole's actor?
Yeah.
Louis Tan? What a filmography. Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End.
What?
Olympus Has Fallen. The Hangover Part 3. Den of Thieves.
What?
Deadpool 2. Mortal Kombat. Babylon.
What? He's in Babylon, dude?
Yeah.
He's in an upcoming movie called Mike and Nick and Nick and Alice. That's exciting,
that
dude.
That is exciting. God, Babylon's good. I wish we could do a base reaction to Babylon.
We could.
It's awesome.
Let's just watch Babylon again and do a base reaction to it, dude.
Dude.
I loved Babylon.
Babylon's the best. Fun. It's like, hey, should we have made movies? I don't know, but we have, and maybe I should kill myself.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, but then he gets to watch Avatar.
He gets to see Avatar,
he sees,
dude,
the future of movies, and he says, my God, I've wrecked my life for this.
Sure has.
What? Like, to open your movie and be like, all right, what if the audience gets shit on by an elephant?
Yeah. That's beautiful, dude.
My little film.
I love just hanging out at that swinging 1920s Hollywood party. Mm. I could have spent the whole movie there, honestly.
Tobey Maguire is sick.
Oh, Tobey Maguire is strange.
What's he eating? Doesn't he eat something fucked up?
No, they take the main characters into tunnels where they see a man eat a rat or something.
Yeah.
That is cool, dude. The 1920s rocked.
Well, that's what you did for entertainment, I guess.
Yeah, there's no TV.
Yeah, you know? That's what you're going to do. You know, well, where else can I see a man eat a rat?
Yeah,
in
exactly.
It's like, you know, series of tunnels.
The only way to do it, dude, in the mysterious Hollywood tunnels.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I was leaving, I think I heard Joel Dusha say, who do we think is going to die in the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Do we come to any consensus?
No.
Jackson
really
said Cole's going to die, and I said they're going to kill Cole, and we got distracted by Cole. the actor Lewis Tan's filmography, not discography. He's not a musician.
Yeah. Is that why we're talking about Babylon?
Yeah, because he's in Babylon.
He's in Babylon. Yeah, figured, great movie.
Great. I see how this happened. I think, Cole's definitely going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, like, either die or get captured, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's
he's not going to be in the movie much.
He isn't in any of the trailers at all, which is very funny.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Did you
see what he looks like?
Good point. You know what? Fair.
Okay, you know what?
Fair.
Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Name one person that was in the trailer that is not Johnny Cage.
Katana.
Yeah.
Raiden. Kano.
Look at him. He's going crazy.
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Is
Jesus.
There?
He's killing it,
I
want
to say who I thought was maybe Smoke. That gets...
That might be
a Noob Saibot. Who else was there?
Sonya, I think, is the main one you mentioned.
Yeah, Sonya's there.
Sonya Blade.
Yeah, you didn't see Cole.
Did Sonya Blade Cole. In the games, I believe. Actually, her and Johnny get together, and then they have Cassie Cage.
Okay. Could be a romance in this
but
movie.
But the age gap there doesn't seem right.
We'll see.
This Sonya Blade seems very young.
Yeah.
Not like... not 20, but like not...
Like a Van Damme, Kylie Minogue sort of
situation that we were imagining.
I don't know how old she was. Is Sonya like meant to be like 30 or something?
Yeah.
How old is this actress?
I think it could happen. I think they could do it.
She was on Home and Away.
Okay. That's cool.
She played Lisa Duffy.
Well, there you
go. Did you watch, you reckon in your life, more Home and Away or more Neighbors?
More Home and Away.
Really? That makes sense to me, actually. Somehow, I feel like that's what I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite character on Neighbors?
Not really. I think I watched it for like a spate of maybe like a month or two or whatever, where I think did one of the characters maybe had cancer or he had shaved his head. One of those. One of the two things that happened.
The only thing I ever saw on Neighbors was one of the girls became a goth. Because it was like the early 2000s, so goths were in vogue.
Ah, right.
And she was like, I'm a goth now.
Hell yeah.
And... because I guess it was like a TV crew trying to figure out how kids dressed, she looked crazy. Did you have a favorite character in Home and Away?
No. Okay. Actually, you know what? The crazy thing is, outside of Neighbors and Home and Away, actually, I think I saw more Days of Our Lives.
Whoa!
Young and the Restless.
Yeah.
They always screen back to back, so I got confused. Bold and the Beautiful as well.
Yeah.
Soaps, brother. They were cooking.
Passions?
No, watch Passions.
With the little evil puppet boy?
Either Young and the Restless or Days of Our Lives. One of the characters got possessed by the devil and was a woman that spoke in a really deep voice.
That's crazy. Because like Passions, the deal was that it was like, it was supernatural.
Yeah.
But I guess Young and the Restless was like, whatever. You'd run for long enough, it's going to happen.
Yeah. There was like, was it a soap? Which is like a good Australian TV drama. It was on ABC. Was Eric Banner was in it for the first few.
This is whatever it is. This is going to be nonsense.
Yeah.
This is going to be called, like, Horse Farm or whatever.
Marlena in Days of Our Lives becomes possessed by the devil. She has, for some reason, yellow eyes, the ability to levitate, and a very deep voice.
That's awesome, wonderful. Dude.
Why did they do that?
Well,
she's still on the show?
Is she still possessed by the devil?
No.
Oh, they got it out of her.
I was called Something in the Air.
Oh, yes, I remember Something in the Air, dude.
For 320 episodes.
What the fuck?
No, Eric Banner was not just in the first cut. He was in 202.
Gee, is that where he started?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
That can't be 320 episodes. It went from... 2000 to 2002. What?
No way.
What the fuck?
How many? What was there? An episode a day?
What the hell? Was there an episode a day? What the fuck?
Dude, that's crazy.
That can't be.
I always remember an ad for an episode of McLeod's Daughters that had a ghost of a baby in it. Scared me like so much.
This scared the shit out of me too, which makes sense because, it was happening in 1995 when I would have been 4.
Yeah, dude. Well, you're young enough to be like, is that woman real? Like, is that, what is going on?
Yeah, I'm 4.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be watching TV.
I'm 4 right now, and this is scary.
So apparently, like when they were just like, oh, this character's getting possessed.
Yeah.
People in the media were just like, oh, this has changed everything forever. Because it's either the dumbest soap plot of all time, or just really shows you can do whatever.
That's
awesome. The way it works is the villain gives Marlena mind-altering drugs while she is asleep, and with her hypnotized, whisks her away into his fantasy world of romance. The mental, emotional, and spiritual abuse of this leaves her open to demonic possession. She completely switches personalities and she becomes possessed by the devil. John Black, who was a priest at the time,
of course,
is forced to perform an emergency exorcism. And the way they pitched that was that one of the writers was like, hey, have you seen The Exorcist? They're like, yeah. They're like, let's do that. They're like, what, a movie? They're like, no. We're doing The Exorcist in our show.
That, dude, to write for a soap that's been running that long, the dream. Although I guess you have to be pretty aware of, like, the previous plot lines. Like, remember in Neighbors when that guy came back?
Paul? Oh, yeah,
the sack of shit.
Yeah, and he'd been gone. He hadn't been there since like the 80s, and it was like the early 2000s, and they were like, Paul's back. This is some niche shit for our international audiences.
Paul Robinson. Deal with it. No, it's bigger in the UK than Australia.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're probably all.
And Days of Our Lives is an American.
That's a good point. So,
this is actually probably isolating to anyone under the age of 50.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go through some of these Mortal Kombat characters that I'm looking at the IMDb and who have posters.
Okay.
And do we think that they will survive or not?
The Mortal Kombat.
Scorpion. I think he will not die. He will survive because they're going to...
He's already dead.
Yeah. He's already dead, and I reckon they really wanted to, like, lean into, you know, him being... Like that cool guy with
the
thing
in
his arms, right?
Get over here.
Because you can't have a Mortal Kombat 3 without Scorpion.
Of course.
And if anything does happen to Cole, which we think it is going to happen, he's going to be extra pissed off.
Yeah.
Okay. Liu Kang, his kicks. They did kill his best friend Hat before. Will they do the duo and kill off Kix in this film?
Yes, I think Kix will die, and then in the third movie they'll come back as friends again.
Well, Kung Lao's already back in this movie.
What?
Look at the list.
He's back.
Yeah.
They brought Hat back.
Yeah. Look at the.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the list. I'm looking at posters.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's in the cast list. He's like Reverend Kung Lao or something.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. So I guess Kix has to fight his best friend.
Yeah.
Because Kix, he become a zombie or whatever in the game.
So yeah, Kung Lao killed Kix.
Yeah.
Revenge.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Kix killed Kung Lao.
No.
They were best friends.
I am not paying attention.
We understand this.
I want to talk about Neighbors.
I know.
And Home and Away.
I understand.
Okay.
Hats and Kix were friends.
Yeah.
Hat got killed by someone.
Right.
And then Kix was like, my good friend. Now, apparently, Hats is back.
Yeah.
But Hats is now some sort of zombie. But I reckon then Kix is going to have to kill off Hats. And he's going to be real cut about it.
Yeah.
He's going to be very distraught.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think Kix will survive.
Yeah.
Johnny Gage, will he survive?
Yeah, I think he'll survive. He'll do a self-sacrifice at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because he'll be like, whoa, there's more important things than movies. Mm. Saving the day.
Yeah.
You know, that's a classic plot line for a character like this. Done. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see, let's see. The Boys has either finished filming the last season.
Yeah.
And that's wrapped up, so I guess... Will Carl Urban want to tie himself to a third film now that he's maybe...
They're not going to kill Johnny Cage.
I think they're not killing off Johnny Cage.
Well, I think he might. He could still sell Sacrifice. He'll just be back for the third one.
He won't. They won't kill... Because you can kill, like, fantasy-ish characters.
Yeah.
I mean, Kano is already fucking pushing it.
Yeah.
But if you kill Johnny Cage and bring him back in the next movie, it's just like, well, nothing has stakes.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to kill Johnny Cage. Baraka? Guy with big teeth and stabby arms.
He'll die for sure.
Yeah, he can die.
And I'll hit my face.
Also, that's a race of alien or monster in Mortal Kombat. So they can just, if they kill one.
They can bring back another Baraka.
Baraka is the race? I thought Baraka was the guy.
Baraka's the guy. Baraka Obama. What do you think about that?
I like it.
I don't know. So Baraka is the guy.
Yeah.
But
Melina, yeah, she wanted him.
Yeah,
She has a disease.
If
you remember correctly from the film,
I thought she was a Baraka.
A disease that makes her like a Baraka.
Yeah, give her fucked up mouth, big mouth. You just had a delivery delivered. I just saw a man take a photo of the window.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. The package on the ground.
I love our delivery people. They just like every time we're like, please just don't dump it there. But they do.
They love to.
They do.
You need to go get the package, or are you texting wife?
Wife could get package.
Wife.
Oh, ask her if she ever watched Neighbours.
Yeah.
Probably actually in the UK. So she's not a Baraka? She's
no, because she gets an illness, doesn't she, that makes her face all fucked?
Is that established in the first film, or is this from the games?
I'm pretty sure it's in the movie.
I do not remember this.
I honestly thought she's a Baraka.
She's a, what the fuck? She's a clone of Katana?
Yeah,
what
it'll be more fuck? Complicated than you want it to be, okay?
Okay, we're all wrong.
Yeah, no one
she's a clone of Katana.
What's going
sure.
on?
Sure,
okay?
Fuck my
great,
life.
Great, dude. Good stuff.
What okay, so Baraka, I'm pretty sure you're right. I think he's going to die. Okay, Kano, I think he's going to die, but I think he's going to die several times.
I think
he's going to be the comic relief.
Okay.
Like, in terms of dying.
Yeah. If he's come back once, it'll be like, mate, I'm back. I can't be killed.
Yeah, I can't be killed.
What do
dead.
You fucking think about yeah. that, mate?
Fuck?
Oh, fuck! Shot in the fucking guts.
Stop shooting me in the fucking guts. That's where I keep me snacks.
Mate. That's where my buddy's fucking sausages are.
Just keep, coming back and keep getting killed. Yep. Like, so I reckon that's here. Kano definitely dying. Someone called Jade.
Dead.
Jade is,
let's say,
Katana's sister. She's the green princess. I say princess, but they're not really princesses.
Aren't they princesses?
Yeah. Are they princesses?
I thought they princesses might have been princesses. Of Netherrealm? I mean, of Earthworld or
no,
whatever?
No, they're of Outerworld.
Katana is the princess of Eden.
The one that got combined or compounded?
Oh, yes. With a world realm? Fuck this franchise, dude. I hate talking about this.
I like Mortal Kombat. There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
what, you
want to
talk
on.
About Tekken? A game franchise that you apparently love yet can't name any characters.
I don't love the story. I love being a bear and annoying my friends. Okay? That's what I like about Tekken.
So Jade.
How do you annoy your friends in Tekken?
Because when I play the bear, I just keep picking them up and eating them.
That's nice.
And they say, Jackson, you're spamming. And I say, no.
Okay.
They say, well, you can't play.
And you say, that's fair enough. That means I win.
Yeah, I win.
You kick me out of your game. Yeah. That means that I am actually winning the game.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even sad.
I'm going to go do something awesome, like jack off in the woods.
Yeah.
The only activity is associated with me that's not podcasting or playing video games.
Yeah, three things, the three tenets of Jackson Bailey.
Actually, no. If I tell you to go do something, it's either go read Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Sit at your computer in your computer room.
Yeah.
Jack off your dick in the woods.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. Yeah. That's the trifecta, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else are you doing?
Nothing. Not He's right.
Eating spaghetti and meatballs and watching something on your phone.
Yeah.
Often Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I don't think Jay's going to die. I think she's too, like, human looking.
Yeah, okay.
Although they have, like, if they've got the three, sisters, one of them should go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
and Katana
looks like
she's going to be a main-ish character because she's buddy-budding around with Raiden, right? Well, Raiden, I think, will survive.
One thing we haven't even, like, do we think there's actually going to be a Mortal Kombat this time?
Yeah,
I reckon.
There wasn't a Mortal Kombat in the first
but
one.
But in the trailer, there was stuff that looked kind of like stages.
Yeah.
Because
you do see a couple of, like, no-names people getting killed.
Yeah,
man, I'm just keep scrubbing through these people, like, in terms of the things. Like, Cole Young, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's him. There he is. But he's dead. Someone called Bai Han. So, who's that?
Yeah, who's Bai Han, dude?
He's purple, maybe.
That's Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero is by hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shang Tsung is there.
Yeah.
I guess I thought he died in the previous one, but I was
wrong. I think everyone's back, basically.
Someone called Sindel?
Yeah.
Quan Chi is the villain of this one.
Okay. Someone called Sindel, if we know who that is.
Shang Tsung is, yes. Yeah. She's gray hair, screamy powers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then we've got, Sonya Blade and Raiden and Shao Kahn, Jax.
God damn, dude.
And then there's the posters.
I think a lot of people are going to die. I think it's going to be a lot of, like... But then I think a lot of people will be back for the third one, probably.
They're going to do this whole reverent thing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what that is.
Me neither. I guess we'll find out when we see Mortal Kombat 2 opening day.
Yes, dude. How exciting.
Shao Kahn definitely going to die.
Yeah. I'm fighting for my life here because I've still got the Wikipedia page for Paul Robinson open. God, he's been through some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He had cancer, but then it was a misdiagnosis. He's had his leg amputated, but they keep forgetting to give him a limp or fake leg.
That's also
That's very funny.
He's had no leg. He's been missing one leg for 15 years.
Fuck.
Okay, so on the IMDb for Mortal Kombat 2,
yeah.
I had to bring it back to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's okay.
The last person on like the list here is someone, he's like Julian Weeks, and he's playing someone called Luke. Now,
yeah,
Luke. Who do we think this is?
Cool Hand Luke.
Luke?
Gonna eat 50 Kombat. Eggs.
Mm.
40 eggs, actually.
Isn't it 50?
Maybe it is 50.
No man can eat 50 eggs.
No man can eat 50 eggs.
And then I opened up the rest of the thing, and it's like King Jared.
Okay, sure, dude.
Oh, it's like there's a young Katana, so I'm guessing I'm getting flashbacks. That's nice.
Luke is a new character. Luke Aang.
Do you reckon Luke Aang?
Luke.
Is his name Luke Aang? Is he Luke Aang?
Wait, did I just get tricked? Yes.
Yes, I did. Dang.
Fuck.
They got you, dude.
Yeah. Because in the casting list, there's like Edenian, I guess. Edenian? I guess they go to that realm.
They'll go to that realm.
Yeah.
Edenian
is where the katana and that are.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess the plot is going to be that.
Well, they're having a Mortal Kombat and it's opened up to more realms, I guess.
That one got fucked over. So, like, they're the remnants from Eden place.
Yeah.
And they're like, we gotta help Earth Realm because if the outer world gets good again, like, it gets Earth Realm, like, we got sucked off into outer realm and that sucks for us. I'm no longer a princess. And being, I don't know if you know about this, being a princess was
sick, dude.
So cool.
Dude, imagine being a princess.
Oh,
it would only
dream,
be bad
dude.
If you got killed by the paparazzi.
Yeah, bro. On the order of your mother-in-law.
Yeah. That's the one
that sucks, man. But then it's like, so are they team up with Raiden, who's now Earthrealm's protector? And like, we gotta get, you know, these people in.
Yeah.
Train them up real good. And that's how they get, Johnny Cage. How do we think, and like the only thing I can think of is why they got Johnny Cage, is I think they might have gotten tricked.
Yeah, okay. Phil.
Do we think they got tricked by Phil? Do we think that's maybe the gag?
Mm. I think that's, it's like, I don't know. I don't think so.
The tone of the movie,
that's not
too stupid.
It's not that silly.
Mm.
I think it's just Neighbours, where Paul Robinson had to get his leg amputated because he fell off a cliff.
That's awesome.
He's been married 7 times.
Paul, that dirty dog, dude.
To quote this page, countless affairs.
Oh my goodness.
You dirty
Paul,
dog.
You cad.
You utter.
No, I think it's going to be the same. They're like, we just need people from Earthrealm and Johnny Cage.
Fight.
Sorry?
And you can fight?
Yeah, so. or we sense in you that you have Arcana. You got to fight.
Like in the previous game, the previous film, how we got that flashback for, we're going to get the same thing. The flashback to when Edenia was not sucked off by.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we're going to get that whole flashback and there's going to be like a previous Mortal Kombat where they lost. And so it's going to be like, you don't know what it means to lose. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You think like,
you
got to
protect Earthrealm,
it's
going to
be really bad. Yeah. And that's why they're like fighting for it. And then, do you think it's just going to be Johnny Cage? Like, is going to be the newest one, or the other people that are fighting for Earthrealm are also going to be like, what am I doing here?
I think.
Are we going to get some cannon fodder?
Yeah.
Probably.
Johnny Cage, they'll probably do the same thing that they do with Cole, where Johnny Cage won't kill anyone until he inevitably kills like a Barack or someone that's not a guy.
Yeah. I reckon the Barack is going to be his first.
I think Johnny Cage will be like
major kill.
I don't think he'll be like, I do all my own stunts. I think and people will probably complain about this. I think he'll be like, I don't know how to fight. I'm just a movie star. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then he will kill someone and he'll be like, wait a second.
That was
maybe
easy.
All of my movies have been training me. Maybe I'm the greatest fighter of all time.
That was really easy. And I felt great doing it.
Yeah.
I really, guys, that was great. I really like doing this.
I really like taking a life.
Wow. Yeah. I feel alive for the first time.
Why was I wasting all of my time in movies when I could have been on the streets killing indiscriminately?
My God, I could have been making snuff movies.
Yeah. Well, we got to go fight the Mortal Kombat. Yeah, why would I kill these people who are hard to kill when I could...
go after drifters.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
One death I reckon we're going to see is Johnny Cage will punch Kano in the face a few times and will, like, cave in his little eye thing.
Oh.
And it's going to go internally and block.
Whoa, that would be cool.
He's going to punch Kano in the balls for sure.
Yeah. Oh,
100%. And Kano will go, ooh.
Right at my Steve Irwin's. And everyone will be like, what? They try to coin that phrase because they shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. The Steve Irwin's.
Yeah, right at me Steve Irwin.
Oh, my Steve and Bob Irwin.
Why are they really?
I named one of my nuts Steven and the other one Robert after the Irwin boys. Yeah.
What?
A stingray came for one, but not the other yet.
Is this movie
trying to imply that Robert
threatening Bob Irwin?
Does he still go by Bob or is he just Robert Irwin?
I think he's just Robert these days.
Robert the father or the... Did you name your balls after a father and son?
Yeah,
mate. All Australians do.
That's normal in Australia. He pointed like, the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this movie trying to do for Australian stereotypes?
Yeah.
Well, just be honest, I guess. Yes,
yeah. It is true.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. In hindsight, it's hard to predict what's going to happen in Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
A movie that we don't really remember the first one. Remember that we had a pretty fun time with it and we saw it with Nick Mason.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, dude. Any swings for the fences for this particular film?
I reckon they're going to lose. I reckon Earthrealm is going to lose.
Destroyed Earthrealm.
Well, not just that. They're just going to lose. And then the third film is going to be like how they stop all that happening. But I reckon it's going to be like they're going to either lose or they're going to lose on a technicality thing. One of those classic, Raiden isn't meant to be in the thing because apparently it
wasn't meant to be here today. That's my swing for the fence. Yeah. Clerks crossover.
Nice.
Dante's going to enter the Mortal Kombat.
Nice. Because how like sometimes Raiden's not meant to interfere. Like he shouldn't enter the combat.
And they'll be like, technically.
But then he did enter the combat and he helped Earthrealm. So even though they might win, it's going to be like, no. By the bylaws of the Mortal Kombat, you actually cheated and you're
going to
lose.
That would
now.
Be crazy because then that would set up a third film that is going to be a wildly, like, I mean, the plot, sure, similar.
Yeah.
But it's like a war film rather than a punch-on film.
Yeah, punch-on war film.
I think there'll be a section of this movie that is, like, rotoscoped like Mortal Kombat. Just like one of the fights, I don't know, lightning will strike them or something, and they'll become, like, the Mortal Kombat little rotoscoped guys for a second or two.
Like 2D?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that'll happen.
I mean, like a camera shot, like a shot where they're just standing in line and it looks like the game makes sense.
No, I think it's
once you get struck by lightning so they turn into
or like they destroy a crystal or some shit and everybody, you know, it's like, oh, reality is crumbling and then briefly they'll look like they are in Mortal Kombat the game. Yeah. Let's jump to the BS Boys.
I know we talk a lot of like stupid stuff in this show. I know we talk like, hey, a swing with the fence, a swing with the fence.
I think that's not unreasonable.
And like, you know, sometimes we
you
like outlandish.
You think it's not unreasonable for in Mortal Kombat 2, a sequel to a film that was classified R, that there's going to be a scene where a crystal breaks or the stage gets struck by lightning and two of the characters turn into their video game counterparts.
Or something like that. They're fucking filming Johnny Cage. They put on a specific lens on the camera. Uh-huh.
And it turns him into Mortal Kombat
It's
graphics.
Like Mortal Kombat Classic the game for a couple of seconds as a reference for the real fans.
Okay, look, can I bring this back?
If you want.
To maybe help you out. Maybe so it's not as stupid. So, for example, a scene could be Johnny Cage and he's in like a morph suit.
Yeah.
He's got little ping pong balls around him.
Exactly.
And he's doing the moves.
Yeah.
And then it pulls back and then it's on screen what would the VFX are going to be like and it shows the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Like,
no, not a win for
you. Yeah, no.
Well, I had to find a reason for it to happen. Uh-huh. But that's what I was...
You said struck by lightning.
Well,
you said, or a crystal breaks.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
crystal?
I don't know, dude.
Crystals.
You think it would be abnormal for there to be a special crystal in this movie?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of. I do not think so.
A crystal with the side effects that it makes them into little 2D men?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
A little bit, yeah. I would say
I think that
I
as
would
a weird,
find that somewhat unusual.
Yeah, as a weird little like Easter egg, that's strange.
Yeah,
but like a behind the scenes where it's Johnny Cage is like doing his little moves in his little morph suit, and they're like pull out and that's actually like, oh, it's going to look like a fighting game or something like that. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Something for the true fans.
It's not for the true fans.
Something for the true fans of Mortal Kombat.
That actually
dude.
Reminds me of, like, people keep, like, when people, like, movies have, like, the biggest, most fucking obvious reference to source material, and people be like, finally, something for the true fans. Like, that's not for the true fans. A true fan reference would be like, oh, that's a hint to something that happened. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's not for the true fans. It's so that people could be like,
Superman held up a car. Yeah. Like, Action Comics 1. That's for the true fans.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. We talked about why Marvel loves to adapt, like, Brand New Day and stuff, which are comics that aren't good, but they're comics that are known.
Yeah.
Because that's what actually matters more, is that you can be like, well, it's based on a comic, you know, Brand New Day?
We're going to get to that in a future baseless speculation, because people keep saying they're going to make certain comics into movies, and I just cannot see that happening. Anyway, where's your little machine? Read us some fucking emails.
We've got some emails.
This is from...
Yeah, break your little crystal over there and unleash the emails.
This is from an anonymous source.
Okay. If we can see a little breaking of the crystal with sound effects there.
Hey, boys. Do you guys have any real opinions on Criterion releases? Own any of them? Think they're overpriced? Artsy-fartsy bullshit? Just curious. I own a few and I was wondering what my 5th, 6th, and 7th favorite Aussie blokes thought. Love all the wonderful Sans Pants content. And then the main reason I picked this email is because they've ranked us. They've ranked the Australian podcasters.
I'm going to guess. Mr. Sunday Movies, number one.
Wrong.
Adam Cannavale.
Wrong.
Oh.
Number one, Nick Mason.
Fuck. Then James.
Wrong.
Then Adam Cannavale.
Wrong. It's you're wrong only on a technicality. It's James's goat puppet. Okay.
Wait, okay, so this has thrown me, because when you originally said we were 6th, 7th, and 8th, right?
5th, 6th, and 7th.
Okay, you know what? I take it all back.
Go on.
I had it, though. I was like, they're about to say they love the Weekly Planet, and they love Do Go On, and then us.
Yeah.
But there's only 4 people above us, not 5. So unless Dave Warnocky's had a very bad day out.
Well, he is number 4.
Whoa! Dave Warnocky!
Dave Warnocky's number 4. Who's number 3? You're in the right area.
Matt Stewart?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number 5, myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now, who could say? Because it just so happens you're both named Joel.
So it just says Joel.
6, Joel. 7, Joel.
How happy are you that you are 5, though? Because that's easy. Also, I would say that Jess Perkins is better than you in every single way. So it's crazy that...
Yeah, Jess doesn't get a look in. James doesn't get a look in either, really.
His puppet does.
His puppet does, technically, but not...
Does the list continue after that?
No,
or it just
that's
ends
how it ends.
So, I mean...
Top 7.
Yeah.
While, yeah, it's top 7, or potentially it's every single Australian podcast that I've ever heard. Meaning that we're last and second last. As for Criterion Collection stuff, yes, it is overpriced, especially here in Australia. Yes, I have some Criterion Collection releases. I've got the Before Trilogy, Tampopo, and Punch Drunk Love.
Nice.
What is the Criterion Collection?
They're like movies.
I know.
I don't know why I'm going to explain it.
I know
it, please.
Of it. In theory,
should take it
as
away.
An idea, as a concept, I always see, oh, the criteria. I'm like, yeah, not for me.
It's basically just like a production company that re-releases movies that they deem special
good?
In some way.
Yeah.
Good or special. And the whole thing with their so it's a physical release, but it also is, they usually redesign the cover so it looks like fancy and like cool looking. So like owning the physical media is interesting. But then on top of that, it's not just like, here, you're buying something for more money. It actually comes with like, it usually has like film essays and stuff like that. Like think of like special features for regular DVD, then times it by like 5.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of like really in-depth, like they kind of alluded to there, like film cunty stuff. But if you like the movie, it's good.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't buy a Criterion Collection for
a movie you hate.
Yeah. But you wouldn't buy it for like a movie you've never watched because
it's like if you care
stuff,
about the movie, this is the best version.
Is the bonus stuff like physically or is it like digital?
A lot of it is on the disc, like as a special feature, but like they do often will have like kind of like how a CD has a booklet.
All right.
They'll have like a little booklet.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, sick.
They're really hard to get in Australia as well. So not only are they expensive when you do... so you're like, oh, sweet, $70 for a movie. because I had to import it and it won't work on our regular DVD player.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Great deal.
They should put us in the Criterion closet, dude.
Yeah.
Not as a DVD.
There's a closet?
Yeah, you get invited there and you have to pick out movies and then they let you keep them.
I like
so it. Some... There's been a couple of people that have been put in there and they've walked out with like a huge pile.
That's awesome.
That's so funny. I'll just that whole row.
Yeah, I'll take them all.
Yeah, just load them up.
You can tell when they get like an actor that's kind of like blowing up but wouldn't. So actually like probably a good example of this is, and I know this is, it's probably not the best example, but it'll give you an indication. So David Corin Sweat and Rachel Brosnahan?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Sure.
They both got $750,000 for Superman.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes, like, that's a lot of money, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, but it's, you know, compared to the salaries of some other
actors. I mean, James Gunn got $15
million. Yeah, exactly.
But, like, for that, so, like, you could be a working actor that does get invited to the Criterion Closet, but you don't have, like... You've got money to burn, but not like...
Yeah, like, it would maybe, be probably...
Maybe you're not buying 30 Blu-rays.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
But if you're like a lower level actor, chances are you love movies. So occasionally they'll put someone in there that's probably like not on like a crazy salary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like enough to buy a house and whatever. So yeah, they'll just be like, oh, I love this movie. I love this movie.
That's great.
So they'll just like walk out with a huge pile. It's awesome.
That rocks, dude.
They're just stoked. But yeah, they should put us in there.
Do you get to keep any movies that you knock off the shelf?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, I didn't mean to pick this one. I just knocked it on the floor.
That's what I imagine.
Sorry.
You shove
like a us
hole.
Kind of like shuffling around all together and they're just knocking movies around.
Put me in the criteria. I'm also upset that we haven't been asked to pick our Letterboxd top
four. Yeah, what
the
fuck, dude?
They did it for Auntie Donna. They didn't even take it seriously.
We take it so seriously, dude.
If I said, hey, what's your top four on Letterboxd? Because they also don't usually say their actual top four.
Yeah.
It'd be like, because actors like, oh, I've heard about this. Yeah. I'll probably go, I really liked Green Book.
Yeah. Can I do Green Book four times?
I'm just thinking of movies that have won awards that I think I've seen.
Yeah.
Green Book, what a film.
Yeah,
never
dude.
Seen it.
The cured racism, well done.
That's good. Finally, dude.
Yeah.
Finally.
Here's another email. It's also anonymous.
We're going to get more, slightly more famous, so they'll put us in the Criterion Collection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Closet, not the collection.
Closet, yeah, yeah.
And so that Letterboxd cares about us.
Yeah, come on, dude. Come on. If you're listening to this, tell
Letterboxd.
Your friends.
I was there,
tell your dads.
Boots on the ground when you started, but kind of, still kind of late, but early.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I was like early to the late part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Pre-COVID.
Whoa.
Is that good?
Yeah. I think so.
I've been pro for 6 years, Letterboxd.
Come on.
My top four films so then I can get embarrassed because mine aren't interesting.
This is another anonymous one. Yeah. Okay, first of all, I definitely would listen to a podcast where you do like a based reaction to the live action remakes of the Disney movies. Just someone putting in their two cents. Also, to defend Juro 2, I watched it and had fun after I chose not to think about it too hard. It was all training for jury duty. Sorry. It was all training for the jury duty. Don't worry about it. I'm currently doing in real life, in which I can only assume I will eventually find out I too killed somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe this podcast is not helping my reasoning skills on that front, but I'm not stopping now.
Well, I guess.
Someone fucking came at me saying, I think it was because of you, Jax. They're like, yeah, they did the live action remix of Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
No. The live action Disney remakes start very famously with Cinderella.
Yeah.
It's
a remake.
That's a Mickey Mouse.
It is a remake of a Mickey Mouse.
Sorry, dude.
That's not a Disney live. There is
it's a Disney live action.
It's a Disney live action remake.
Let's fucking, you know what? Fuck it. Let's start with the computer that stole my tennis shoes, whatever the fuck that movie's called.
Okay.
Sure, dude.
Let's do it, dude.
The Apple soda fucking. Apple Dumpling Gang. Let's watch them all.
Okay.
We're going to do a marathon where we're going to watch every single movie on Disney Plus. The computer war tennis shoes.
If that's what you want to do, dude, then we'll do it. You can email us in at bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Please do.
Yeah.
More emails are good, dude. Mm. And we say a lot of shit. So surely you've got a problem with something we've said. Surely you can't be sitting there in your bath being like, everything these guys say good.
Exactly.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that you enjoyed Jura number 2 or whatever it was called. It's a bad film. I have nothing good about it to say.
It's
stinky.
It's got a lot of defenders. Got a lot of defenders in the emails, dude.
It's real bad. There are so many other films out there that you could defend that I probably have hot takes on.
This one, I will die on the hill. Yeah. I fucking hated that film.
Yeah, dude.
It sucked.
The people love
terrible.
It. Enjoy Jury Duty as well,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Guilty, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon throw out a guilty for the BS boys.
A bit of a, yeah.
Actually, what am I talking about? Guilty.
Guilty's
yeah, guilty.
Good, dude.
Guilty's
good.
Unless it's us, then not guilty.
They're not guilty. We didn't
imagine listening to, I think technically if you're listening to this,
yeah,
and then you go to Jury Duty and then you see that we're on trial, you have to say something. Yeah.
You'd have to be like, I listen to these boys often.
But I know if you that are, these guys are guilty.
But if you are that, and that does happen, don't say shit.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Keep it to yourself. Yeah.
12 Angry Men.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Yeah.
The baseless speculation boys are not guilty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it off scot-free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your emails. And thank you, Mortal Kombat 2, for releasing a trailer that crushed any excitement I had for the film.
It looks bad.
It made me think about Mortal Kombat. So I might play it for a bit and then be like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should play Donkey Kong again.
Yeah, that is true.
Isn't like the Joker or something in a Mortal Kombat? Maybe. Or is like a Homelander or something?
Homelander's in Mortal Kombat. So's Omni-Man.
Yeah.
But possibly they're like guest characters.
Hellboy, like, I think, is in it too. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Can they come?
T-800.
T-800, yeah.
Can they go into the movie?
Yeah, they could, dude.
That was nice.
And Hellboy in there? Possible, dude.
I don't think Hellboy's in Mortal Kombat.
He's in some fighting game.
Yeah, but that's...
Street Fighter?
I don't know, dude.
Tekken?
Maybe. I don't think he's in Mortal Kombat.
These are all the fighting games.
Joker's in Injustice, not in Mortal Kombat.
Who's any DC characters in Mortal Kombat?
No. DC character. Well, I mean, Injustice is.
He's in Injustice. Maybe Hellboy's in Injustice.
There's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he is. He's in Injustice too.
There you go.
There's Mortal Kombat versus DC, but that's not like a canon thing.
No.
Well, I gotta take a shit, so...
Dude, I gotta piss, so I hope I piss first.
Yeah, dude. Good luck. Bye!
And we've been the BS boys.
Well, now we've been the piss and poo boys.